Thank you, Dan, and good morning. With the closing of the legislative session in Sacramento, the rush was on by lawmakers to get bills to Governor Jerry Brown's desk for his signature. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough's office reports that four bills authored by Chesbrough have been signed by the governor, including a bill that would make it easier and allow more time for crab fishermen to set their gear ahead of the opening of crab fishing season, along with three other bills aimed at improving rural health care. Several other bills from Chesbrough's desk await the governor's signature, including a bill that would give tax breaks to timberland owners and two bills regulating wine and craft beer, along with another bill to name the interchange between Highway 101 and State Route 200 as the CHP Officer Kenneth Marshall Memorial Interchange, in honor of Marshall, who died on duty in 1968. There is a suspected murder in Eureka. Stephen Walker has more.
Detectives from the Eureka Police Department are investigating a homicide that occurred sometime in the early morning hours on Sunday. Eureka police were called to the parking lot of the Royal Inn on 5th Street after receiving a report of an injured man, 33-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Burrell. Burrell was transported to the hospital and later died as a result of those injuries. Police are searching for a white or Hispanic male, 20 to 30 years of age, between 5'5 and 5'10. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka police. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and with a light agenda and a small list of proclamations, it should be a quick meeting. At the top of the consent calendar is a resolution for fixing tax rates within the county, something the board does every year. Property tax rates will remain at $1 of tax for every $100 of assessed value. And in addition to those basic rates, residents in special districts or school districts will be assessed a tax to pay for past bond issuances. The board will also discuss approving a Title III spending plan that would allocate more than $150,000 for fire safety and the sheriff's search and rescue team. The money is from the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act passed in 2000, and the county still has just over $156,000 in the trust fund. It must be spent locally or returned to the federal treasury. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team arrested five people at Christie's Motel last Thursday and confiscated heroin, methamphetamine, stolen prescription pills, and marijuana. Officers found more than 7 grams of heroin with a street value of about $150 per gram, more than 12 grams of methamphetamine worth about $100 per gram, along with packaged marijuana. The five people arrested were Paul McElroy, Roscoe Rydell, LeVar Erickson, Jodine Aubrey, and Regina Silk. All five were booked on various possession and possession for sale charges, along with probation and parole violations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There were some sighs of relief last week following the Coastal Commission's decision to approve the Caltrans plan for the Highway 101 Safety Corridor Improvement Project. There were other sounds heard as well, not so much of relief, but of apprehension about how the project will transform that stretch of highway and impact emergency response times for Humboldt Bay Fire, and how a stoplight at Airport Road could add precious seconds to a response, as Chief Ken Woods explains.
Yeah, it definitely creates a different dynamic for us, particularly when you're at highway speed and then you know this is up ahead and you're, you know, depending on where you're responding to, it really slows us down. You know, then you have obviously the traffic at different times of the day that's going to back up there depending on whether it's morning, afternoon, you know, people going home. So it again creates issues for us that we have to be aware of, we have to take in consideration.
Chief Woods went on to point out,
you have to be aware of traffic and, you know, people are not always paying attention. Again, we just can't be blowing through town and running at top speed. Those engines take a long time to stop due to their weight, and it's a concern.
The highway plan is to install the stoplight, build an overpass at Indianola, and close down the crossings at four locations. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.